Blog Talk Radio.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. Where the stars and stripes fly. If there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe, if there's a bell that still echoes the price. Place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly. Where the stars and stripes.
Working. And I say finally because my direct connect is still just going around in circles and not doing anything. I actually had to call on my phone in order to get the show to function. So don't be surprised if at some point it just goes flip and just gone, because there's technical stuff happening with everybody all across the country with tornado warnings and everything. So we can't be completely sure of anything right now. So, you know, I'm going to start with an Elvis song, and I love this song. It's been around for a long, long time, and that's all right because those are the best ones. This is Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
It's just a perfect song. That's all. It's a wonderful song to tell somebody you love them. Okay. Hey, guys. You know, it's only me today because Ann can't call in. She's not feeling well. She's really not feeling well. Susan can't get on. Besides, it's the bad time of day for her as well. I'm sorry I had to delay everything today, but I did have a virtual tour of a house, and I am going to make an offer on it with contingencies. So, you know, there's a little hole in the wall the doorknob makes. That's got to be fixed, and it needs power washed. Other than that, ta-da, cross your fingers, cross your toes. I'm going to cross my fingers and toes, pray, because I'm getting tired of this process. I want something to click. So we're going to hope this one clicks. Here we go. Oh, and Sue is calling. There you go. Hey, the computer did open the line. My gosh, you never know what's going to work and who isn't today. Good deal, honey, because you're it.
I'm it for what?
Yeah, you know, I had to do it later today, and it's just too late for some folks, you know. So, and
right,
Anne's not feeling
well. That's
why she can't be here. But
this is really better for me.
I kind of like it better. I really kind of do, but I don't want to cut out all those people that have to work tomorrow and can't be here at this time because it's too late for them, you know.
If you're
in the United States, it's only 6 p.m., but still and all, folks have other things happening, so that's okay. I haven't decided yet whether I'm going to make this change permanent or not, but it would be a good change for me. I don't know about everybody else. Maybe get on the TLC radio network and let me know what you think about having it at this time of day as a permanent thing. If it's good for you, if it's not good for you, you know, let me know. And that'll help us make a decision to see what we're going to do, okay? Not to everybody. I would know it's better for Sue.
Yeah, well, you know, I personally like it better because I've got things going on during the day. So, but, you know, I know that the
exactly.
people that live in the UK, that makes them about midnight their time.
Exactly. So anyway.
And
if I change Thursday's time to later, that doesn't mean I'm going to change Saturday and Sunday, you know.
Right.
People aren't working on those days. Maybe we'll just leave that the way it is. But for right now, we want to do this one this way. And I am looking for... What, honey?
Sounds good to me. You'll make a decision. You'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah. It's just a question of weighing pros and cons. And if people can give me their opinions on TLC, then we'll figure it out. It's not rocket science, you know. It's just scheduling. So we can do that.
Right.
You know, and right now, I'm going to play a song for John. John gives us so much good music that I think it's just nice if once in a while play a song that he really likes a lot. And so
good.
I'm going to play Sylvia's Mother by Dr. Hook.
Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's busy, too busy to come to the phone. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's trying to start a new life of her own. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's happy, so why don't you leave us alone? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Says Sylvia's packing, she's gone, be leaving today. Sylvia's mother says Sylvia's marrying a fella down Galveston way. Sylvia's mother says, please don't say nothing to make her start crying and stay. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. This is Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while. Sylvia's hurrying, she's catching the 9 o'clock train. Sylvia's mother says, take your umbrella, 'cause Sylvia, it's starting to rain. And Sylvia's mother says, thank you for calling, and sir, won't you call back again? And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes, please. Mrs. Avery, I just gotta talk to her. I'll only keep her a while.
That is such a good song.
It is. I've never heard that before.
Really? You never heard Dr. Hood over his mother? Ooh. Well, see, now you have, girl.
No.
Now you have.
No.
That's one of John's favorite songs. He loves that song. And he didn't request that song. I played it for him. Because he just needs something done for him sometimes. He gives us such good music that I need to play some of his favorite music sometimes. And so that's what that was all about.
I thought that was sweet.
All righty. I've got home recording number 8. And this was done while he was in Germany. So let's listen to this one. I love those rehearsals. I love the home recordings because he can just totally be himself. He's not trying to get anything accomplished. He's just singing and having a good time, and I love it. It's fantastic.
I know.
And that one was from Germany. They were just dinking around and having a good time. So those are fun. Those are really fun. Speaking of fun.
That's cool.
I have something now that John sent me that is really kind of cool. It's one of these song and answer song things. And this is Eddie Arnold answered by Skeeter Davis. And it's all in one recording, so this is why I'm happy to give you the whole spiel all at once. This is I Really Don't Want to Know by Eddie Arnold. And then Skeeter Davis says, I Really Want You to Know. So here's the whole thing, just slapping you between the eyes, and here we go.
How many arms have held you? and hated to let you go. How many, I wonder. But I really don't want to know. How many lips have kissed you and set your soul aglow? How many, I wonder. But I really don't want to know. So always make me wonder, always make me guess. And even if I ask you, darling, don't confess. Just let it remain your secret. But darling, I love you so.
know, but, you know, if the dude doesn't want to know, why torture him with the information? It doesn't matter anymore. You know, that's the whole thing. If you belong to him exclusively now, the past doesn't matter. You don't need to tell him about all the nitty-gritty details. Unless he's into that and he wants to hear it. You know, that's okay. I'm making a comment on that answer song. It's like, because he says, I really don't want to know. And she says, well, I want you to know. But, well, okay, but that doesn't mean you have to tell him. That's not
keep your mouth shut.
That's not fair, you know. Golly, Moses. But, you know, some people like to have that information, in which case, it's okay. That's cool. But if he tells you no, then don't go ahead and do it anyway. Grief. Have a little crap. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sweetie. I love you, and I'm all yours, but I want to tell you about all my past indiscretions. No. Wrong.
Maybe how many, if there aren't too many. If there's just a few, maybe how many, but no details. Don't go there. That's freaky. Unless, as I said, curiosity sometimes gets the better of us and we want to hear about it. Hey, that's okay too. As long as he doesn't say, no, shut your mouth. I don't want to hear this stuff. If he says that, leave him alone. Poor guy. She's going to tell him anyway. You know, she's just going to jump right in there and say, I want you to know, and here it is. Deal with it. No. Those are the things that go through my mind when these songs are playing. It's like, what is wrong with you, woman? Good Lord Almighty. Anyway. Here's a wonderful, wonderful Elvis song. This is just one that'll, enough. I really, really like this song. This one's called We Can Make the Morning.
I just thought I heard a small voice crying. Looked again and thought it was me. I feel like a little boy denying that he fears the night, cause he can't see. There are large thoughts that stop you crying. To search, but you may find. Fate holds out a candle for your footsteps. Time rolls back the shadows of the mind. It's a the night alone, faith may bend. Share it all and see how fears start fading. Chase away the shadows with a friend. Dawn's elusive light is just beginning. Now the day can push away the night. Dreams can
make the sun appear much brighter. Hope creates a foothold for life. It's a long, long, long line. We can make the morning if we try. It's a long, long, long line. We can make the morning if we try. We can make the morning, you and I, oh, together.
Morning and go on for the next day. Yay! Oh, that's just how I am. You know, why waste time? Do what you can when you've got the time. Make it a great time. There you go. I'm going to do something now, which I threatened to do it. I'm sure John understood that I really was going to do it when I said so because he knows me pretty well. I have three versions of the same song, and thought of doing this when John sent me Pat Boone's version. Okay? So, we're going to mix this up, and as soon as I say who does it, you're going to know what I'm talking about. The first one is Fats Domino, Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, Blueberry Hill, it lingered until my dream came true. So
I'm just sitting here thinking of that last song, you know, We Can Make the Morning. Doesn't it make you just want to ask how? Clients, how? And if it's from Missouri, you say, show me. Oh, my goodness sakes, Jennifer, you're such a nasty little girl. I'm going to sing the Pat Boone version now. I do have fun, though, don't I? Hey, I make you guys laugh, too, sometimes. So it's all good. It's all good. All right. This is Pat Boone's version. And this is just going to floor you. Pat Boone's version of Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill, on Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody, but all of the vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you were my thrill. Blueberry Hill, the wind in the willow played love's sweet melody, but all of the vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still, for you were my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Now, who ever thought of Blueberry Hill being a soft and easy love song? Nobody, except Pat Boone. That's what he made out of it. You know, when you stop and think about it, to take that Fats Domino rock song and make it a soft, soothing love song takes talent. You know? And Pat Boone is Pat Boone. What can you say, right? And him telling somebody that you were my thrill, somehow I can't picture it. Sorry, Mrs. Boone, but I can't make myself go there. It just isn't there. But it was a very soft, soothing, mellow song the way he did it. And I can't imagine anybody else being able to do that. I really can't. That is the truth. And with that in mind, here is the third version that I know we're all going to enjoy, because this is Elvis doing Blueberry Hill. See, John, I told you I was going to.
I found my thrill
Combines both of those styles. You know, it's like listening to a Donna Marie TV show. I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. You know, because he kind of blended the two of them together, which is very interesting. Nobody else could do that mm-hmm. either. Nobody else could mm-hmm. do that either. So. There you go. That's the three Blueberry Hill versions. And they're all a little bit different with different flavors. You know, it's like Neapolitan ice cream. Chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Okay. My mind goes strange places, guys. You already know this. Why should it be any different, you know? I have a really fantastic song that John sent me. This is so totally cool. This is a wonderful way to kill 2-3 hours at work, because come along about morning when it's time to do this, I am bored out of my gourd if I hadn't had a lot of laundry to do. And putting the music and stuff together and figuring out the show like this helps me stay awake, which is really kind of important when you've got guests coming in the lobby at any time. You don't want to be sitting there sawing them off. That doesn't go over very well. But anyway, this is John Layton. And you may not recognize the name, I didn't, but he's talented. He's really talented. Now, the title of the song is Beautiful Dreamer. And we all know the song that comes to mind when we think Beautiful Dreamer. Wrong. This ain't that song. So let's listen to what John Layton is really putting down.
Beautiful dreamer, open your crazy eyes.
You've got to wake up. I'm here by your side. Beautiful dreamer,
come on, come on.
Open your eyes. Wake up, I'm here by your side. Beautiful dreamer, just wait and see. Soon you'll be dreaming of no one but me.
Oh, I had to end that one. Anne will be sad that she missed that ending. Oh, my goodness gosh. Let's see if I was successful in loading the song that I looked for on Saturday and couldn't find. I hope I got it in here this time because it's a sweet little ditty. It's Elvis doing a little song called Singin' Tree.
You're the one who beckoned the wind and fanned the flame when our love began. So don't pretend you don't know me. Our names are carved on you, singing tree. Oh, singing tree,
sing to me.
Call your friend, the rose and wind. Maybe he can find my love and bring her back. Singing tree, your leaves have turned from green to blue. Sometimes I think you loved her too. For since she left and our love died, you stand petrified. Sing tree, oh sing to me.
Sing
tree, call your friend, the rose and wind. Maybe he can find my love and bring her back. Singing tree, oh sing to me. Maybe
maybe he can find my love and bring her back. Singing tree,
take it on, baby.
Oh, sing to me.
Little song, and I had never heard it until John drew my attention to it when we first started doing the Seldom Heard shows. Mm-hmm. It's great. I really like that. Let's see. He also sent me Diana Ross doing I'm Still Waiting. She does such a nice job. She has such a pretty voice. She's another really tiny girl, too. She's a little bitty tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That voice, she's never known. It's just, it's a high soprano. That's the only way you can kind of gauge that she's a little thing. But that doesn't even, that's not even a sure way to tell. And she's been in it for so many years. Is she still singing? I really don't even know if she's still singing. I know the Supreme is no more, you know, but I don't know if Diana Ross is still around or not. That would be interesting to find out. Something to look up, John.
You do.
You see how I always fluff that stuff off in the room? But then we can, he'll find out and he'll let us know in the chat and we'll all know. So, yeah, I'm not shy. And I know she's probably not listening to hear me, but I just saw a message that Susan is ill. So we really want to wish her a speedy, fast, dynamite rocket recovery, because being sick is no fun. Man, it really sucks.
Sure
so,
does.
Yeah. So I hope she gets well very, very soon and is back to normal tomorrow. See? That's, I'm optimistic. I like it that way. Optimism is a good thing.
Yeah.
Not realistic sometimes, but, you know, it's a good thing, even when it's not realistic. Gets you through a lot. But anyway, I'm going to do another Elvis song. And this is a song that I've liked since the first time I heard it. I heard it about 2 years ago, something like that, and I've always liked it. This is I Want You, I Need You, I Love You.
I Want You, I Need You, I Love You.
Here's the big RCA hit.
Make me thrill with desire. Let me know where I stand from the start. I want you, I need you, I love you with all my heart. Every time that you're near, all my cares disappear. Darling, you're all the time living for. I want you, I need you, I love you more and more. Oh, well, I thought I could live without romance until you came to me. But now I know that I will go on loving you eternally. Won't you please be mine? Never leave me alone, 'cause I die every time we're apart. I want you, I need you, I love you with all my. Oh, well, I thought I could live without romance until you came to me. But now I know that I will go on loving you eternally. Would you please be my own? Never leave. 'Cause I die every time we're apart. I want you, I need you, I love you with all.
Yeah, isn't that such a sweet song? I really like that. Yes, and I see on chat they're discussing time chains for my show. And you guys, it's
I want to do what the majority is going to be the most comfortable with. If everybody would like it a little bit later like this, I will change it. If everybody would like to keep it where it has always been, I won't change it. But you have to let me know. You know, that's one thing. You've got to tell me. What is your preference? I've heard from Sue. I've heard from Shauna. That's about all I've heard from at this point in time. People have made comments that I might change it, but they haven't said whether they would like that or not. So you got to let me know, guys. You got to let me know what is your preference. This is your chance. This is your chance. So, yes, get in on that. Yes, Peter, tell me what time. You want to stay where it was, or do you like this later time? Are you a night owl? Anyway, you guys got to let me know. So, please, tell me, I love you. Never mind. That's a beautiful song. Strange things. I swear to God, strange things keep popping out of my brain. I don't know. Oh, well, I don't try to stop it, so I guess it's okay. All right, here's another one. I have not heard from this group in a long time. It's not that I've never heard from them. I have, and I really like them. They are so cool. Manhattan Transfer. They have some really awesome harmonies and some really neat songs. This one is Chaison d'Amour. So here we go, Manhattan Transfer. Heard this song, I went, why are they singing in French?
What is with the French? It's just something they did. No big deal. I don't think I ever looked up what that means, though. I know what d'amour means. But, I don't know what chanson means. Maybe I'll have to look it up and find out, eh? That could be something to do later today. All right. I am going to play Elvis singing. I think this is Everly Brothers. But it doesn't matter who did it because I love this song. Oh, yes. I love this song. This is Let It Be Me. Oh, chanson means song. Well, then it would be Song of Love.
Cool.
Or Love Song, however you want to do it. Awesome. Thank you, John. Anyway, this is Elvis doing Let It Be Me.
So, there's a beautiful song that came out a few years ago, and it's not my song, but I'd like to sing it for you anyway.
Found you. I want to stay around you, and so I beg you, let it be me. Don't take this heaven from one. Well, if you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet, love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, tell me,
even when it first came out, I loved that song. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Everly Brothers, Elvis. It's a good song no matter what. There you go. Right?
Very nice.
I think so.
Very nice.
Oh, okay. There it is. Yay! I'm going to play something that kind of, I think the word has startled me a little bit when it came to me this morning. John sent this to me, and it's like, oh, wow, okay, yeah, this is a good song, okay, cool. And he surprises me sometimes with the songs he sends, not because of the songs, but because of who does them. It's just, I don't know why, it's just a surprise sometimes. And this is one of those because the Trogs did this song, and they were never a band that I paid a whole lot of attention to, except for, I think, two or three songs. And I never remembered that they did them, so, okay, you know. This is the Trogs doing With a Girl Like You. Little Diddy that we're going to play now. Elvis. Oh, first, let's say hi. Hello, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Doing better now. It went over.
Good. Now you can breathe and relax a little bit, right?
Yeah. I know what to expect. I've been 3-4 tornadoes and 3 hurricanes. So I know what to expect, but it still gets your nerves. And I was worried about Mother up there in the house trailer, and then the grandkids next door in the trailer, and there wasn't enough time to get them down here. And luckily it went over us, and it touched down in a couple of places over in county over, but as of right now, no one's been hurt. Trees down and power lines. And our power's flickering off. But,
well, at least it missed you.
Concerned about Manette and Brandon, but make sure they were all right, because, according to our radar, they were right in the path of it, too, of this nasty storm that comes through.
Wow. I guess that's something I'm going to have to try and get used to, but I tell you, as soon as I get the money saved up, I'm getting me a root/storm shelter. I'm going to mess with this sitting in the house waiting for it to kill me.
Well, someone posted for you to move to Tornado Alley.
Yeah,
don't
Tornado
go
Alley.
To Oklahoma. Yeah, don't go to Oklahoma.
And Tornado Alley comes right all the way across Texas. Down to Dallas and heads east. It wipes you guys out.
So when we were living in Oklahoma, right after Clyde retired from the Air Force, we had went to an antique show, and on the way home, unaware of it, we were following a tornado home. And it had hit our house right before we got home. And back then we didn't have cell phones. So I'll never go back to Oklahoma.
Well, I have heard stories of family trying to outrun a tornado to get home from downtown Dallas, and they live 2 hours away trying to get home in front of the tornado. So that was kind of an experience. I'm glad I was not there.
And when I lived in Arkansas as a kid, it was common to have them in the early spring. I remember sitting out on the front porch in one house and watching it touch down in the woods across the street from us, and it didn't bother our house at all.
Well, that's good.
It's
that's how you want it to happen. It's not bother you at all.
Yeah. It's as old as I am, it shouldn't bother me, but it still stirs my nerves up. I had posted before your show started that we were under a warning, and I couldn't be on my tablet because I had to get into the closet. That's our safe point here and there. And I was using my cell phone for them to let us know that, you know, when we could come out, that it was over with. And it didn't stop until 6:30. I don't like being...
Well, at least it passed over you. At least it passed over you, and you're all safe, and so is the house and your family. And that's the most important thing.
And
I listen
to the first part of the show after it comes back on, because I missed it all together.
Okay.
And,
good. And you know, it's always there. Anytime you want to, you can listen to it. You know that.
Oh, I do that at night sometimes when I can't sleep. I'll put my headphones on and go back to a show that has already been played and re-listen to it.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Thank you. That's really nice.
That way, if I miss something, I'll catch it on the second go-around.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good. Well, hey, honey, I am so glad that you are... I'm glad you are safe. I'm glad the family's safe, and that you can relax a little bit now and realize that it's going to be okay. That's very, very nice. I am so glad to hear that.
Have you heard anything about Lynette or Brandon?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Minette was on at the very beginning of the show, but I haven't heard anything about their tornado situation, so I don't know. She told us she is still on the chat, though, and she just put a message to me that she says I'm okay, so she's doing okay.
That's good. Usually when it comes across us, it goes across them.
Yeah.
Well, I went to get to the show. I just wanted to let you know we were all right.
Well, thank you for letting us know that, because, you know, that's important. We like to know that you're safe and you don't have to be worrying about the tornado storm anymore. Good. So thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, I was concerned about Minette and Brandon.
Yes, right. And thank you for asking about them. Manette did answer you. She says that she's okay.
Yeah.
Told you to take care.
Yeah. I see it now. So far. If she can hear me, tell her I said thank you. I'll let you go back to your show. We'll talk later.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
That's
bye-bye.
Fine. All right, honey. Thank you for calling, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And Sue had to go. She had company coming in. So that's okay. You guys are going to have to put up with just me. I don't know whether to be happy for you or feel sorry for you. That's what it is. I'm going to play. We just played with A Girl Like You from the Troggs. And in that song, they mentioned I Want to Dance with You. So this is a favorite little song that I absolutely love. This is Elvis singing This Is Our Dance.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving, so we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone, then play just one more song.
Actually meant this as a request because it was not a link. It was just something that she posted from Facebook. But I'm going to play it anyway because it's a song I remember from the 60s. And we used to call it bubblegum music because it was the teeny boppers, the young teeny boppers that liked this kind of stuff. And we used to laugh about it a little bit, but I was a young teeny bopper, so what can I tell you? This is Tommy Rowe doing Dizzy. John sent me was a rehearsal from 24 July 1970, the RCA Studios in Hollywood, California. But it was only put on YouTube 2 weeks ago, and when he tried to send it to me, it was video not available. When I tried to find it, I couldn't even find it. So I did pick a Sweet Caroline rehearsal, though, from 1970. It's just not the one we had wanted to play. But when it becomes available, we will play it. Until then, Sweet Caroline's a good song. It doesn't matter. So here is Elvis doing Sweet Caroline from a rehearsal in 1970.
Not me. Where it began, I began to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, the spring became the summer, who'd have believed you would come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you, oh, sweet Caroline.
so good. Oh, I've been inclined to believe they never would. And now I look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulder, how can I hurt when holding you? Oh, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Times never seem so good. Oh, I've been inclined to believe they never would. Oh, sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. Oh, 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 I've been inclined.
That really is a good song. You know, when you stop and think about it, and it's like, you know, touching me, touching, that's a sexy song. I had to say it. I just, you know, those things just kind of fall out of my mouth. And I don't stop them. So there you go. You know exactly what I'm thinking. All right. I have a request from Victoria. So I hope you're still listening, Victoria. If not, you'll come back, and then maybe you can pull it up and listen to it later. But here is your request, Reba McEntire and Linda Davis doing Does He Love You?
you. Oh, y'all.
All right. That's a nice song. I like that song. Reba McEntire is always good, though. She picks good music, and she does a good job singing it. Country or not, I mean, you know, she does a good job. She really does. All right, it's time for another Elvis song. You got to say it that way, you know. Elvis song. Yeah, right. It's fun to say it that way. Let's put it that way. Elvis. Okay. This is a song that it makes me laugh. This song makes me laugh. It's called Susan When She Tried.
I got over Charlotte Thompson, Goldie Johnson. Lord, they done me wrong. I took it hard with Peggy Harper. She hurt me bad, oh, but not for long. There's just one I remember, makes me feel funny down inside. I'd trade them all, just an hour of Susan when she tried. When the nights are hot and long, and it's bad in December when they play those Christmas songs. So if you ask me, I don't tell you that your sweet bottom dollar I lied. 'Cause there's never been one better than Susan when she tried. No, there's never been a woman who could make me weak inside and give me what I needed like Susan when she tried. Oh, no, there's never been a woman who could
when you think about it. And every time, it always goes through my head of, I could change my name to Susan. And it's like, oh, yeah, right. That would be dumb. But it's just a fun song. I really enjoy that song. I think it's just fun. Ricky Nelson. Do y'all remember Ozzie and Harriet from back in the 60s? Boy, I do. My goodness gosh. I always thought it was stupid. Ricky Nelson always sang a song at the end, so I suffered through it. Anyway, here is Never Be Anyone Else But You.
There'll never be anyone else but you. For me, never couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I have ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you or me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kissed me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me. 'Cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. Then I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you or me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
Right. That's a sweet one. You don't hear Ricky Nelson anymore. You know, it's like when he died, he fell off the face of the earth and you just never hear him anymore. I think that's kind of a shame. I mean, he was nothing great, nothing earth-shattering, but he had a nice voice, and it was fun to listen to him. Okay, here's one, 1969, After Loving You.
But now after gonna have to be second best. I know I'll go through life comparing her to you. That's 'cause I'm no good to anyone. I have to love. Another woman with a pretty face, and your memory, you know it will remain. Or it cannot be erased. Love may come alone, they can't live up to you. Let's go. I'm no good to anyone after loving you. Your precious love cannot be erased by just another woman with a pretty face. And your memory, you know it will remain. For it cannot. Love may
All right. I like that song, too. I mean, I don't think there is any song that Elvis does that I don't like. You know what I mean? It would just be really, really hard to find one, and I ain't going to go looking because it would be a waste of time, a total waste of time. And I'd rather listen than waste my time looking for one I don't like. Of course, you could listen to a lot of music that way. There's a thought. Chalk up the ones you really, really like against the ones that you like, and you're never going to find one you don't like, so that doesn't matter. Hey, you know, guys, I got 8 minutes left on the countdown, and I just want to say thank you to all those that actually managed to join me at this different time today. It was a last-minute thing because I didn't even really have it finalized that I was going to meet the realtor until this morning at 7 o'clock when I called her. So thank you for adjusting for the last minute, because it feels good that you would adjust your schedule to come and listen and be with me on the show. I really appreciate that. From what I have seen, the show is probably going to stay at its earlier time. And this would just be a backup for when I have something I need to do. So come join us on Saturday. Now, Saturday, I believe that we are going to try to make the whole show amateur covers of Elvis songs. That just seems like something really, really interesting that we could do. And it was John's idea. So, you know, if you don't like it, you got to blame him. I think it's going to be fantastic. It will really be wonderful. So be prepared and come and join me. It's going to be at 4 o'clock Eastern time, just like it always has been. And we'll have a really good time. We're going to have a really good time. This is, I'm very, very curious to see what it is that we come up with for Saturday. And I hope you're just as curious enough to come in and find out. Thank you to everybody out in computer land who is able to be listening to the show. I know a lot of you are under tornado watch and can't be on the computer and such. I pray that it passes over you and you're all going to be safe. Nobody's going to end up in bad situations. Just count on that. Count on that. Just claim that and count on it. It'll be fine. And I will see you all again on Saturday for the Amateur Covers show. And right now, we're going to start filling time with a couple more Elvis songs. This one is Reconsider Baby, the R&B version.
One, two, three. Separate the swing. We've been together so long to have to separate the swing. Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday.
guess you've changed your mind. You said you want to love me, but now I guess you've changed your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with sweet rock and roll. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hot steaming job.
Thank you very much.